the Rambam had told us last time that in preparation for his great work that will enumerate the halachos of all the mitzvot, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvot just to ensure that he doesn't forget to discuss any mitzvah. So he did this outline of all the mitzvot, and then he says, after I have this outline, I can write my halachic work, because I'll know that I didn't miss any mitzvah. So first, I'm going to enumerate all 613 mitzvot. And then, once I have them enumerated, so I could go on to working on explaining the halachot of each one. And we're holding in the middle of the Rambam's introduction, basically smack in the middle. And the Rambam says like this, V'achar she'nashlim li zeh ha'inyan v'ishtadalti la'asot ha'sefer v'lizkor mitzvot kulam, and after I concluded doing this, really mentioning all the mitzvos, zichon muchlat, and I think the Rambam says I mentioned them completely, umisparam v'ptichat ha'sefer, and I even gave them numbers in the introduction to the book, he has an index, all 613 mitzvot, hitorati el ha'shoresh she'kvar ala v'dati zeh shanim rabot. Then I was aroused to the root that already for years I've been thinking about, v'hu b'ma she'monin min ha'mitzvot, and that is with regard to how you count mitzvot. We find that many messed up, says the Rambam. I can't even recount how shameful are the mistakes that people made when they tried to enumerate what are the 613 mitzvot in the Torah. For anyone who tried to enumerate the 613, or to compose a book or something with this intent, nimshachu kulam achar divrei ba'al halachot olot. They all followed the path that ba'al halachot olot, Rav Yehudai Gaon, set out. Ve'lo natu mikavanato b'misparam, ki netiyah ktana. And they didn't steer of his path, only on slight issues. Ke'ilu haschalim amdu etzel ma'amar ha'ish hazeh, as though all the brains were standing by him. Ad she'ba'al sefer ha'mitzvot ha'mfusam, until the famous one who composed a book on mitzvot, ראיתי שהרגיש על חלק קטן משיבושי בעל הלכות גדולות, that he noticed only a minute amount of the mistakes that בעל הלכות גדולות made, והרחיק שימנה ביקור חולים וניחום אבלים כמו שמנה בעל הלכות. And nonetheless, he messed up that he too enumerates ביקור חולים וניחום אבלים, visiting the sick, comforting those that are mourning, just like בעל הלכות גדולות enumerated them. Now, we have to note, the Rambam is going to do a few things that we have to understand what he's saying. Firstly, he's going to go all out. The Rambam is, as they say in slang, no holds barred, right? The Rambam says, I disagree, and he's wrong, and it's nonsense, and there's no validity for what he's saying. So we have to get accustomed to the Rambam's use of terminology. Of course, we can't talk that way, but the Rambam could. That's how he held. Secondly, when the Rambam says, don't enumerate something as one of the Taryag mitzvot, the Rambam is not necessarily saying this isn't a biblical mitzvah. He's just saying it doesn't deserve its own number. Meaning there might be a general mitzvah to do acts of kindness, and that encompasses visiting the sick, comforting those that are mourning. The Rambam doesn't mean it's not biblical. The Rambam simply means it's not right to break it down into so many numbers. So we have to discern when the Rambam is telling us it's not biblical, and when the Rambam is saying, like over here, that it's not right to give it its own number. And where he was off is off, but he went even more off than Baal HaLechok Tolot. And even though he corrected the minor mistake of Behag, he corrected this minor mistake and that minor mistake, but on things that are even more shameful, he followed after Behag's lead. Just as will be clarified to anyone who takes note, who looks into what this compilation of ours. And the omnipotent who is exalted knows. And it's enough his testimony that this is so. Kiani, he knows that I kol ma shehistakalti b'shibusham b'ma sheyimnu ve'yotam monim ma shenireh b'tchilat ha'machshava she'en ro'uy limnotu v'nimshechu k'tzatam achar k'tzatam b'zeh mibilti histaklut gadal etzli קושי מזלנו ונתאמת אצלי חיוב יהודו יתעלה אשר יעדנו ותהי לכם חזות הכל כדברי הספר החתום שיתנו אותו אל יהודי הספר למור קנה זה ואמר לו אוכל כי חתום הוא. He says God knows that I took time, I looked into their mistakes and I thought about what they did, and when I saw it, I felt bad about how our situation is so dire that people can make such mistakes. And it's as though they were given to read and they're illiterate and they cannot read. וכן כל מה ששמעתי עזרות רבות המספר המחוברות אצלנו בארץ ספרד. And so too, anytime I heard those people who write these ballads, they write these poems here in Spain, נפוצי רעי עליי, למה שראה אותו מפרסום העניין והגלותו. The Rambam says, I felt terrible. How come people are publicizing? They write these poems in which they enumerate Taryag, theoretically. And the Rambam says, I felt terrible about this situation. ואם אין להשימם כי אם חבריהם היו משורים לא רבנים, and I can't really blame them, because the ones who composed these songs that seem to enumerate 613, these people were singers. They weren't rabbis, so I can't really blame them. והראוי להם מצל מלאכתם, השלימו מעבות המאמר ויופי הסידור, and their job is to make a nice song that's pleasant and that's arranged nicely, that they did, אבל במובן מהדברים, but when you're in the content, נמשכו בו אחר בעל הלכות גדולות, וזולתי מן רבנים המתאחים. In enumerating the 613, they all went after בעל הלכות גדולות, and the other later rabbis. וכאשר התבוננתי בזה, and when I took note of this, וידעתי פרסום המניין הזה בידי ההמון, and I knew that the masses, it was famous among the masses, that this is the way you count 613, like בעל הלכות גדולות, ידעתי, כי אם אזכור אני המניין האמיתי, I know that even if I tell people the true count of 613, שראוי שימנה זיכרון מוחלט, that's the count that everyone should count and memorize, and I mention it completely, מבלתי ראיה, and I don't prove why I enumerated these mitzvot, how I got to this number, and why I chose these mitzvot and not others, הנה הקורא הראשון שיקראו, then the first person who reads it, יחייב במחשבתו שזה טעות, or right away think, the Rambam messed up. The Rambam thought this is a mitzvah. He messed up. The Rambam forgot to enumerate this. Whoever reads my work will think I made a mistake. But and his proof that I made a mistake will be, he'll say, look, the Rambam said different than so and so and so and so, because the Rambam says, I know that everyone's familiar with the other works, and all the other works basically go along the same lines of Baal HaLachot Dolot, and I'm going to argue with him. And if I just put out my work, people will say, you see the Rambam's wrong because he's disagreeing with Baal HaLachot Dolot. Well, says the Rambam, yes, I'm disagreeing with Baal HaLachot Dolot, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. But I have to prove my point. Ki zehu sechel rov hasgulot bizmaneinu. Because this is the foolishness of most of the people who go after all kinds of hanky-panky in our day. They don't analyze what's written beinyano, going by the content. Aval baskimo lemaamar mishekadam. They decide if he's right or wrong based upon whether what he says agrees with his predecessors. Bilti bchinat maamar kodem, without analyzing. Wait a second. Maybe the first guy was wrong. But if I'm already accustomed to the first guy, so when the second guy comes along, I automatically assume he's wrong. That's true. That's where we all are. We have preconceived notions, and the second someone tells us something different than our preconceived notions, well, you must be wrong, because it's against my preconceived notions. Right? You know the famous saying, I've made up my mind, don't confuse me with the facts. So most of us, we make up our minds, we have certain norms that we're accustomed to, someone tells us differently, we don't want to hear it. וכל שכן העמון, and certainly the masses, that's the way they analyze things. ולכן ראיתי שראוי שאקדים לפני החיבור שזכרתי, and therefore I saw that it was fit that I write an introduction before that compilation of the mitzvot that I mentioned earlier. I have to introduce it with ma'amar. Ma'amar is like a work, an article. והוא הספר הזה, and that's this work that I'm writing now, שעבר בו מניין המצוות, that I explain the enumeration of mitzvot, ואיך ראוי שימנו, and how is the right way to count, ואביא ראיה על זה, and I'll prove it מכתובי התורה, from the verses of the Torah, וממאמרי החכמים בפירושם, and the sayings of our sages and their explanations, ואקדים שורשים, and I will introduce with roots ראויים לסמוך עליהם בספר המצוות, that on these roots you should rely on when you enumerate the mitzvot, the mispar mitzvot. וכשיתמת מספרם במאמר הזה, and when I've proven that this is the way to enumerate in this article, in this book, בראיה מבוארת, with clear proofs, אין ספק בה, that there's no room for doubt, אז יתבאר, then it will be clarified למי שיקראו טעות, למי שיקראו, then whoever reads it will know clearly, טעות כל מי שמנה חילוף מה שמנינו אנחנו. The mistakes and the fact that those who counted differently than us are mistaken. Then אנחנו צריכים להשיב על כל אחד בפרט, and I don't have to respond to everyone specifically, ולא לבאר טעותו, nor to explain their mistakes, כי התועלת והתכלית המכוונת בזה המאמר תגיע למבקשי הבזולת זה. Because the purpose and the essence that I want to attain in this article, I will attain without responding to each and every point that I disagree. וזה, and that is, כי אני אבאר המצוות כולם, for I will clarify all of the mitzvot, ומספרם, and their enumeration, מצווה מצווה, each mitzvah, ואביא ראיה על כל מה שיש בו ספק, and I'll prove every point that there's room for doubt, או מה שיחשוב מי שאינו בקי בדיני התורה חילופו, and I will, or something that someone might make a mistake if they're not very fluent in the Torah, ואסיר מחשבתו, and I'll correct his thoughts, ואבאר מה שיש בו ספק, and I'll clarify where there's room for doubt. ואין כוונתי בזה המאמר לבאר דין מצווה מן המצוות. And my purpose here is not to explain the laws of a specific mitzvah, אבל מספרם לבד, but simply to enumerate them. ואם אבאר מהם בעת שאזכרם, and if I do explain the mitzvot when I mention them, אבאר אותו על צד ביאור השם. I only explain it so you understand why, what the name of this mitzvah, what it means. עד שיוודא זה הציווי, to make it known, what is this commandment or azara or this warning? איזה דבר הוא, וזה השם על איזה דבר נופל. So you understand, what does this mitzvah pertain to? The Rambam says, fear Hashem. So the Rambam explains, one should fear the punishment of Hashem. The Rambam gives us a few words to explain what is this mitzvah of fearing Hashem. Love Hashem, so the Rambam writes. The idea is to love Hashem, and part of loving Hashem is wanting others to serve Hashem. The Rambam gives us a few words just to understand each mitzvah. וכשתגיע ידיעת מספרם בראיה מזה המאמר, and when you get to know the enumeration of the mitzvot, as I will prove in this article, אז אזכרם זיכרון מוחלט, after I've enumerated them, then I will explain them completely, בפתיחת החיבור הכולל כמו שזכרתי, in the introduction to the work, the encompassing work, as I've mentioned. So what we saw today is that the Rambam says he will give us the roots, and as Hashem, next time we will conclude his introduction and learn the first root. And the Rambam writes, I explained and proved why I counted the way I did, so that people will accept my enumeration, even though it goes against the accepted common knowledge, which is the count of Behag.